This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spike's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. We've had weather to melt the best of us, and those who love lawns are looking at some brown stuff already. The University of Minnesota Extension has some great ideas to train your lawn to be water-wise. Water lawns deeply and infrequently to encourage deep rooting. Shallow watering results in root growth in only the top few inches of the soil, which means plants will be unable to survive hot, dry conditions. Sounds simple, but pay attention to the weather, as we've had that hot stuff. Don't rely on the set-it-and-forget-it irrigation schedule programmed into most automatic controllers in the spring. There have been so many times that I've seen it pouring rain and sprinkling too. It drives me crazy as it's such a waste. Some grasses use less water and tolerate drought. Fescue species offer the best drought tolerance. Fine fescues simply use less water, and tall fescue has a deep root system able to access more moisture. I have all of this and much more on my website, gardenbite.com. You could also use native grasses that are low-mow and worry far less about wasting water, or go clover. If not, adjust irrigation programs to conserve water. Keep your lawn mowed to 3 inches or higher. It acts like mulch and improves soil while reducing weeds. The other option, of course, is to skip the vast expanses of lawns and plant native plants. The state of Minnesota introduced a program where homeowners turn their lawns into bee-friendly habitat. While funding is not available anymore, the information is. I have a link to Lawns to Legumes on my website. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Hool's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.